Hello, this is Pastor David Fremming of Christ Lutheran Church in Lancaster, Wisconsin, and St. Paul Lutheran Church of Burton, Wisconsin. Today we are celebrating the Transfiguration of our Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. He was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Transfiguration reveals that Israel's prophets are now embodied in the life of Jesus. Jesus tells his disciples to keep this a secret until he dies and is raised from the dead. For it is in his rising that Jesus comes to be embodied in us as we are transfigured into being the body of Christ. I have long been told that the Transfiguration is the preview to Easter, or if you like music, the prelude to Easter. But just what does this mean? Our setting is on a mountaintop. Mountaintops in the Old Testament are the places where the prophets meet up with God. Thus, Jesus appears to be with two prophets, Elijah and Moses. The disciples interpret this scene to be a Jewish ritual at the time of harvest called Sukkoth, where booths, dwellings, are made to live in outside to commemorate freedom from slavery and dependence on God to sustain one's life. So they want to build three dwellings, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But this scene suddenly vanishes from the disciples, and they are left seeing only Jesus. Now Jesus alone represents the prophets and God's promise of freedom and liberation from sin and oppression. At this very time, the disciples hear a voice from a cloud that declares, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Now, earlier on in the Gospel of Mark, these very words were already spoken. Do you remember at what event? It was in chapter 1 at the baptism of Jesus. This means that transfiguration is related to baptism. Baptism signifies the dying to ourself and receiving new life through the power of God's Spirit. This is why Jesus tells his disciples not to talk about what they have just witnessed. Because Jesus must die so that his baptism will set off our being transfigured at Easter, at his rising, when he comes to live in us. Just as the prophets came to live in him. Transfiguration is the ongoing action of baptism. Baptism is the transformation of dying to ourself and living in Jesus Christ. Transfiguration reveals that our lives in Jesus Christ consist of being more than that of mere individuals. Our lives are joined to the prophets and saints who have gone before us. Our lives will also be joined to all the world and generations yet to come as Jesus Christ comes to be made manifest in all humankind. Now, I realize that this is not how we in our highly individualistic culture think about life and reality. But this is the meaning of transfiguration. It is the gospel that we proclaim. The gospel that we proclaim that we are being made a new creation in Christ. So, today, I invite you to reflect upon the meaning of transfiguration in terms of your own baptism into Christ Jesus. Imagine you are on a mountaintop, looking back over your life. As you are on this mountaintop, looking back over your life, who would be the influential figures there with you, who are actually part of your life and personhood today? Imagine that Jesus is also standing there with them. And then there is only Jesus with you. Try to imagine the lives you have touched and will be part of, the lives you have touched and will be part of in Jesus Christ once your present life is over. Try to imagine the lives you have touched and will be part of in Jesus Christ once your present life is over. Imagine this. Your transfiguration into Christ Jesus. Amen.